Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. And Sandy has said to me during the break that he would not come back ever again if we ever dare talk about J-Lo and Kardashian and all of those.
I'll come back for Kardashian.
Which one?
No, I don't even know. There is one named Kim. I know.
And so does everyone else. But anyway, you wanted to talk about a serious subject, and go ahead. Start off with it.
Well, you know, I was just on the drive out here. I was thinking about how the world is fragmenting, and that Russia's now talking, and China's obviously operating on the notion of forming alliances with non-Western countries. And we think, oh my God, non-Western countries. But the world is comprised mostly of non-Western countries, if you look at the population base. And both China and Russia are looking at what are called North-South alliances, moving in the direction of Southern Asia, India, for instance, Africa. Those are very big population centers and very big natural resource centers, very big countries. China itself is a very big country. Russia is a huge natural resource center. You take all these non-Western countries, you know, we think that Western democracy is the way everyone in the world ought to live. But in fact, a majority of the people in the world think otherwise, or at least live otherwise. And so then, should we be trying to impose our version of Western democracy on the rest of the world, or is the rest of the world simply going to walk away from that premise? And then you look inside the United States, and you can see the same kind of disaffection. The disaffection that the right and the left have for one another has become very pronounced. But same with different sectors of the country, geographic sectors of the country. We've got California talking about secession, Texas talking about secession. I mean, literally talking about it. People in their legislators talking about it. We've got learned writers now, people thinking about the notion of the United States fragmenting and at least the Americas reorienting the country's boundaries in North America. And then when you think about it, with Mexico and the United States having an unstable boundary and the issues associated with immigration, you can begin to visualize the fact that this might actually happen. And you've got lots of people thinking that 2024 is an election that could lead to essentially the fragmentation politically and the loss of stability in the American system.
You know, couple that, Sandy, with the fact that if that occurs, we are in such control over so many other nations that depend on us, that if that does occur, the ripple effects throughout the world may not ever be recoverable.
Well, you know, that's really what the Trump administration to the rest of the world meant. Suddenly the United States was no longer something that they could depend upon in terms of a consistent approach to the world. His approach to the world was very different than the prior administrations. And the rest of the world noticed that. And the rest of the world, I think, began to become much more alert to the proposition that in America, we change governments every 4 years. And foreign policy used to be an area of sort of general dynamic stability and was not an area of dynamic change. And suddenly it became an area of dynamic change and has remained so. And the rest of the world took note and is beginning to treat us in that regard. So how would you treat a country that you couldn't rely upon, you could rely on every 4 years there being a change in policy? You would start to rely on that country less. So you would start to distance yourself from that country.
So let me ask you, Sandy, you're a world traveler, and so because you're a world traveler, you see this thing from a global perspective, because you see other people from across the earth and realize that they're human beings too, and that their value is no different than an American. We're all a part of the world, right? But when you're in America and all you see is America, and so you can't really focus or envision the other people of the earth, and so you're trapped in this just we.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it is in this country. Well, even though I have not done world traveling, I do know that there are other people outside of this nation, and the fact that we want to control them and what they do, it's not going to sit well forever. And that time is coming to an end. And yet the people inside of our fellow countrymen don't want to let that go.
Well, you know, in a way, the countries that had colonies, the English colonial system, they had a lot of trouble letting that go.
Right.
And it was it lasted for 150 years only, but it was something that they got used to. And the pervasiveness of English culture around the world persuaded the English that they were central to the world. Well, Americans are sort of persuading themselves of the same. The fact that our rock music became the international standard, the fact that the wearing apparel and our brand names became international standards, I think persuaded us that we, American, and our American system was the international standard that everyone wanted to live under. And fashions are a lot different than politics. Fashions are a lot different than socioeconomic systems. And so the pervasiveness of our fashion fools us, I think, into thinking that everyone in the world looks to America for the symbol of what they want to be. And it might be that in some respects culturally, but it's not necessarily that politically. And the other thing is that it's one thing for people who want to adopt cultures and adopt styles. It's another thing to have it imposed on them. And the rest of the world, beginning in about 1995, when we had this Pax Americana thing, began to resent the American bully who ran around the world sort of imposing its will on people indirectly, but palpably.
You know, Sandy, and if that's not enough, we see ourselves as the hammer and they're the nail.
Yeah.
And in simplest terms, that's kind of the way we see it. We've got to go to a break. I want to continue this on the other side.
The nail does not like the hammer.
I know. Right. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. It's Mondays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.